This is Someday We Won't Remember This. Written by Sweater Vest and read by Tipsy Kitty. The boy's not sleeping. The circles under his eyes are bruises, and he paces the ship with none of his overconfidence or easy grace from all those months ago. All hours, Izzy can hear Lucius's dragging tread. Izzy isn't sleeping either. There are stretches of time that sit blank and uneasy in his memory. But he knows it's not sleep that's stolen that time. He can't remember when Ed took his third toe. He supposes that's a blessing. Once, when he'd barely left boyhood, he fell overboard. It had taken more than an hour to fish him out, as he didn't remember much. It was there in patches. The terror and bite of seawater in his mouth. The blinding sun. Everything fogged at the edges like a dream. Later, a more experienced sailor taught Izzy how to swim alongside the ship, and where to find a place to hang on. At the time, Izzy had only thought to keep his head above water. The last few months with Ed had been like that, treading water, wondering when to drown. With the ocean, it hadn't been personal. It's a different sort of bone-deep pain to look at Lucius and remember how he thought the boy was too soft for a life at sea. Pacing down the center of the deck, hunched in on himself, always with the lit cigarette and one more tucked behind his ear. He never gets close to the railing. He rarely laughs. Lucius's smile is strained, even around Pete. Izzy avoids Lucius. It's cold comfort to realize Lucius avoids him, too. This is the way of small ships. Lucius soon finds his way to one of his hiding spots, only to discover Izzy there already. They stare at each other for a long moment, bottle raised to lip, cigarette mid-inhale. Izzy grunts and waves Lucius forward. "I'd rather be alone," Lucius says. "Then find somewhere else," Izzy replies. "You're the one with two legs." Lucius scowls. The thought of finding a new place to hide his dark mood is unappealing. Far too likely he'll run into Pete or Steed. He sits and hunches forward over his knees. It's a tight fit, shoulder to shoulder with Izzy, and Lucius doesn't want to look at him. Still, he can feel Izzy's eyes on him, an itch like he sometimes feels in his missing finger. "You used to pretend you weren't staring at me," Lucius says. He doesn't turn around. "Don't tell me you've had a bit of character growth." "Seems to be going around," Izzy says. "Spare me the Israel Hands redemption arc." Lucius feels Izzy shrug. A moment later, a bottle appears in his line of sight. "What is it?" Lucius asks. "Swill," Izzy replies. "But it does the job." Lucius takes a swig. "Oh, God, that is foul! Jesus, why are you drinking that?" he asks, handing the bottle back. "Told you. Does the fucking job." Lucius leans back against the wall. "Well then, Izzy, I think you might have a problem," he says snidely. To Lucius's surprise, Izzy laughs. "Yeah, not alone in that, am I?" "Guess not," Lucius allows. "Suppose I'd rather be Rat Boy than Long John Silver." "Who?" "Character in a book Steed read us. Pegleg, parrot on his shoulder. Whole pirate look." "Who the fuck wears a parrot on their shoulder? Get bird shit all down your shirt and your fuck-off fancy coat." Despite himself, Lucius laughs. "Guess you have a point." A fragile calm settles between them. It's a beautiful day. Clear. A light breeze threading through their clothes and hair. The ship is still under a shadow. A long list of repairs yet to be addressed. "It's a compliment," Izzy says after a silence. "What, parrot shit?" "Rat boy." "It's not a fucking compliment," Lucius snarls, fury blossoming in his chest. "It is. Rats, there." Izzy halts, face doing something complicated. "They're indestructible little fuckers." Lucius scoffs. "What, like you then?" Izzy leans his head back against the wall and grins lazily. "Like me." Lucius stares. "What the hell happened to you? Misplaced my fucking leg. Izzy pauses. And a few toes. No, I... Lucius clears his throat, trying to find his feet in this bizarre conversation. Frenchie says Ed would have killed them if you didn't stand up to him. If you didn't shoot him. I shot him in the fucking arm. Barely nicked him. You shot him, Lucius repeats, talking over Izzy. And you're talking to me about feelings.
So?
So you don't even like me, Lucius exclaims, throwing his hands up. Izzy mulls that over. Lucius takes a long drag from his cigarette. Izzy holds out his hand.
Fine, give it here.
What? Why? Just fuck. Let me have a drag, you selfish little shit. Lucius passes him the cigarette. Izzy takes a drag, then another. He blows smoke rings above their heads.
I didn't realize you smoked, Lucius comments. I would have thought murder, plunder, and betrayal were your only vices.
I quit, Izzy replies, savoring another inhale. Eddie's dad smoked. There it is again. Another place where the seafloor falls away beneath them. This conversation is full of them.
Yeah, you really look like an ex-smoker.
Izzy huffs, amused, and passes the cigarette back. Maybe you don't know me as well as you thought, he says.
Wouldn't be the first.
There's that complicated look again. Lucius forces his eyes to stay on Izzy's cheeks, his neck, the set of his shoulders, anywhere but the bullet scar on his forehead. He takes the cigarette and shrugs like he doesn't care. It's a twitchy movement that feels all wrong.
So what? We're gonna bond now and learn to appreciate each other's differences?
Think I've been tortured enough, Spriggs. Lucius barks a laugh, startled. As the smoke rings loosen and dissolve against the blue sky, Izzy stands. Lucius stares up at him, something roiling in his gut. Izzy is handsome even now, with the pain lining his face. Lucius remembers the crackle between them when they first met, and feels a sudden deep grief for the Lucius that was.
Watch duty, 1 hour.
And don't put that cigarette out on the rail, or I'll see to it you're responsible for sanding and restaining the whole fucking thing.
Think it's possible for the revenge to be repaired?
Lucius hears himself ask.
All this damage.
Hull's intact and the mast is strong, Izzy replies. Everything else can be mended, just takes time.
And what if one's in a rush?
Izzy pauses. He adjusts the makeshift crutch under his arm. Takes as long as it takes, Lucius, no matter how much you try to rush it. Lucius doesn't watch him go. Instead, he stares into the far-off horizon, cigarette burning down to a nub between his fingers.
The end.